do a quick online search and you will find countless references to the benefits of curiosity. Curiosity fuels invention, intelligence, better relationships, and according to my guest this morning, more attractive physical appearance. So why aren't we all embracing what Mike Johansson calls our oft-neglected superpower? Mike is a principal lecturer in RIT School of Communications, and he's here to explain this. Good morning.
Morning.
So you're leading a presentation tomorrow night that focuses on this. What can we expect? What's it all about?
Well, it's a 20-minute lightning talk about curiosity and all the things it can do for you. And it sort of starts from the premise that in this age of the internet, we think we're curious. We can go to the internet and we can find something out very quickly. But if you think of the internet as a huge ocean of information, we go, we do a search, we see a couple of results, we might click on one headline, we might read another headline, and then we go somewhere else. That's not curiosity, that's barely dipping your toe in the great ocean. I think the internet is to blame, actually, for a lot of us losing our curiosity mojo.
When I think of curiosity, I immediately think of little kids, right? We're kind of born with this, and then we lose it somewhere along the way.
Well, I think part of that is the education system. Part of us, some of us just want to succeed in school, and we learn there's a right answer and a wrong answer, instead of perhaps learning that there's probably multiple answers and we should probably go off and look for other answers.
So why is curiosity so beneficial?
I mean, just general satisfaction with life. If you're more curious about life, you'll never be bored a single minute in your life. You literally, when I hear someone say they're bored, that just screams at me, you're not curious. Because if you're curious, there's always something to look for, something to try and understand. Obviously, it makes you smarter. I mean, I have a goal of every single day trying to learn something new. And I'm blessed because I teach at RIT. Oftentimes, it's students pointing things out that I either learn on the spot or make me want to go look something up. So it makes you smarter. It's also the fuel. This talk I'm giving is for the Rochester Advertising Federation. Lots of creatives will be there at this event. And curiosity is the fuel for creativity. You can't make creative ideas without the sort of dots to connect. And if you don't have the dots to connect, it's not going to happen. So how do you get the dots? Do some research. And lastly, and I think most fun, is that it was a very rigorous psychology test done back in the early 00s that basically put a group of people together in a room. Half the people were cued to ask lots of questions about other people in the room. Then everyone in the room was asked to rate the other people, everyone else in the room, on various characteristics. And across the board, the people who were asking the questions were rated smarter, warmer, better looking, and more attractive. So, you know, be curious and be better looking.
Well, hey, what is there to lose? So right now, give us some tips on how we can develop this sense of curiosity if we feel we've lost it.
Sure. Well, at the talk on Tuesday, I'll be handing out a sheet of 10 tips for anyone that wants them. But a couple of them are things like as journalists, a former journalist here and yourself, we take this for granted. You know, the five W's and the H, you know, what, why, when, where, how, this kind of thing. We take it for granted, but a lot of people don't. So learn to ask questions. Then learn to ask better questions. And that requires listening. You've got to listen to what people are saying and then respond appropriately. Ask people, not Google. When you ask an expert or talk to someone that really knows what they're talking about, you're going to remember a lot more of what they say than if you just look it up online. So that's just a few of the things I'll be talking about.
So one more time for your presentation tomorrow night, Tuesday, February 18th. What time and where?
Okay, doors open at 5:30 at Restaurant Good Luck on Anderson Avenue over in the Village Gate. The presentation is at 6, guaranteed to be done by 6:20. It's a lightning fast talk, Q&A, and then enjoy yourself and network after that.
All right, very good. Mike Johansson, principal lecturer at RIT's School of Communications. Always good to see you.
Likewise.